Max Boko is cutting steel for a project. He began the program last semester.
When I first got to it, I was really scared. I did not know what to expect, but it's like, well, everything you do. I'm a big skateboarder, so everything takes patience and skill. So every day I came in here, I practiced and practiced and practiced.
The high school junior thought he'd eventually own a business like his family.
This, like, when I first saw it, I was like, whoa, I want to do this. It looks fun. So definitely my whole focus now is going to college for welding.
Nate Bowman demonstrates a weld. He took over the shop in the Sydney Johnson Center last year.
The program that I'm trying to build and design here is based 100% on hands-on. So I've been working with and reaching out to a lot of local businesses here in Syracuse to find out exactly what they're looking for specifically.
He wants to stress fundamentals and safety for the students in a field he believes will be growing. Bowman wonders if teaching a trade might benefit those focused solely on college.
We're really seeing like this disconnect between students that are going to college and, you know, maybe not necessarily getting jobs or not necessarily getting the job that they want. So it's really important to me to see students be able to have a trade or something that they can fall back on.
Bowman says students can come to the two-year welding program from any city high school. Chris Bolt, WAER News.